Let's talk about the literal nuts and bolts of this, because the Lunar Gateway station largely already built in orbit, but the game plan now is to do something that's permanently stationed on the moon's surface. So first off, where's all the money for that going to come from? Because that sounds expensive to me. And then secondly, how possible is that, and how much more technically difficult is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just to address the money question up front, it's the folks behind me, right, that write the appropriations laws in this country. And so it's going to require, Administrator Isaacman and the folks at NASA to sell this to the Appropriations Committee on the Hill, and sell them on the idea of advancing the Artemis program in this direction. And you mentioned the Lunar Gateway program, which had been a large part of the Artemis architecture, has a lot of the international collaboration components of the program. It's going to require working with those allies as well to make sure that there's buy-in to provide the necessary assets on the lunar surface to keep our astronauts alive and doing science from the moon this time.
Yeah, we definitely want to keep them alive. We got a minute here. China is also trying to make progress for a moon base by 2030. I mean, are we just trying to keep pace here, or are we trying to win this moon base race here? Who's going to be the first to put the flag on the moon?
Well, the U.S. did put the flag first on the moon in 1969, right. So it certainly is a much broader field. But the universe is certainly much larger than just the moon, right? Mm. This is a multi-front competition with a great power competitor. And so the competition for the 21st century is happening in the areas of scientific discovery that both the Chinese and the United States are actively pursuing. And the moon base is a critical component of that.